T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
I don't know why I get all excited about y'all's Jeopardy game, because I'm going to have to come up with all the freaking questions for it.
That's a lot of work. And I wish I could help, but I can't.
And then turn around and ask them again the next morning.
Yeah.
But that's my cross to bear, and I have not much going on this afternoon.
Well, good.
So I'm going to go to the library.
Oh, yeah. The big one downtown, or one of the branches?
Well, the one that I used to go to as a kid is now a... International grocery store.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah. Not the main branch. The main branch is now the Children's Museum. The one that I used to go to. But then the one that the satellite, whatever one, is now an international grocery store.
Yes.
I used to go to the main one and say, y'all seen a new Playboy?
You seen a new Playboy?
You seen it yet? You seen it?
By the way, Rise Guys Morning Show, morning to you. It is 7:06. Saturday is Carolina Motor Fest presented by TLC Motors. It'll be at the Greenville Pickens Speedway International Complex Federation.
Yeah, TLC Motors Carolina Motor Fest presented by the United States Air Force.
Come out and see Jimmy and I. We'll be appearing at one of three booths. We will be at either the 93.3 The Planet Rocks booth, the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner booth, or the TLC Motors booth.
I'm planning to do time at all three.
We'll go booth hopping.
We will. We will. We will hop from booth to booth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Come go on the tour of booths with us. We'll be at Carolina Motor Fest presented by TLC Motors. It is everything motors, everything cars, everything. Will there be rat rods in attendance?
Oh, of course. Of course there will.
The Fink will be there.
Are you going to do a burnout in the grass?
I'm going with one. That's a joke. Come on.
That's funny. I popped for it.
Thank you, sir. That was your bell that went off.
Yeah.
I thought Paige was trying to ring in on Jeopardy again.
No.
I tried that.
All right, so let me bring everybody back on pace, those of you listening. So Fat Boy, we talked about this earlier during headlines, loves Jeopardy, says he's great at it. They're doing the tryouts in Charleston, South Carolina. He wants to go and try out. I said, you should be able to beat our show, everybody on the show, prior to going. And then, you know, not that he needed our blessing, but it'd be kind of a fun thing. And then Nine ended up beating him by 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
But Fat Boy proved with audio that... not that Nine cheated, but me as the host didn't realize that Fatboy's sounder went off. But then Nine also proved later on with a piece of audio that there was what was your deal with that?
Fatboy was ringing in early and not being penalized.
That's what it was.
When Paige rang in early, she was penalized.
Yeah. So there's that situation. Now, on the other hand, a Rise Guys tradition for a decade has been on. We usually try to do it on 420 if we're on 420, but this year's 420 is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow will be our annual, already would have been our annual Stoner Jeopardy game.
Yes.
So we, in my mind, and you know, it's kind of agreed that we will still do Stoner Jeopardy, but then it will be, instead of P1s playing, it'll be Nine versus Fat Boy in their rematch of sorts under the guise of Stoner Jeopardy. Playing for P1s to, we'll give them tickets to an event.
Yes.
I mean.
Now, I know what you're going to say.
I'll write it down.
I already know. Okay. Because, I mean, I think I know. I'll write it down anyway. Okay. I want to see what your handwriting's looking like these days. The thing is that Nine, for years and years and years, was a stoner. has not done it in probably 6 months, right?
Yeah, something like that. Nine-ish.
Nine?
About nine. Yeah.
God bless. I want to be there when he does it for the first time again. It'd be like a...
If.
I respond to your if with a... a PFFT. So, regardless of that... So, Fatboy, you're going to say, oh, nine will know all these answers.
I mean, yeah. It's not really a rematch. He's that's his culture. I mean, whether he's doing it now or not, this is a moot point. He knows all about it.
But,
He's well-versed.
If you remember from any previous episodes of Stoner Jeopardy, it's not just all about Bud, Nuggets, and Kush. Oh, my God, I've been summoned. Hold on again. Are you male or female? Wait a minute. I recognize that. That's the ghost of Jimmy's past.
It is.
It's
boo.
It's the ghost. The ghost was high.
It's like the sirens.
Yes, I'm at a disadvantage.
What makes it fair to you, Fatbo? What can we do to make it fair to boy?
You should get high before tomorrow's show, Fatboy. Make it even.
Oh, goodness.
With Stoner Jeopardy, it's always been like questions. It'll be about music. It'll be about movies. Like
stuff Fatboy knows. He watches stoner movies.
But there'll probably be a dazed and confused category as usual.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me a couple of those.
No, there will be.
It's a bunch of cultural stuff you know.
All right, because if you ask, like, because sometimes you'll be like, what's the measurement for, if you're going to sell somebody a dime bag, how do you break it up, and how much grams do you give somebody? Like, I don't know any of that stuff.
Well, you should have learned the metric system.
Yeah, I mean, that's common metrics.
I mean, come on. Every school child in England knows that. Most of the world knows that.
I don't know if a dime bag's still a quantity you can buy weed in. Like, I'm so far behind.
Well, I could see your point of that. Like a quarter bag, if you have four quarter bags, it's not $1 bag.
No,
I see where you can be mistaken with that.
Just mix it up, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, we mix it up a little bit. We can, with a gentleman's handshake, work in some questions that maybe teeter toward Fat Boy, and then some that teeter toward nine.
Like what? What teeters toward Fat Boy?
I don't know. Gravity.
Yeah, we can have like a stoner food category, a movie category. Just kind of switch it up that he may know a little bit.
What if we do...
Music, movies, and munchies, yeah.
Yeah.
What if we do Boner Jeopardy? And it's all questions about... or what if we do half the board?
What?
Half the board is Stoner Jeopardy. The other side's Boner Jeopardy. Half the side will be drug related questions. The other side would be about women and pornography and things like that.
No,
it's fair.
It's Stoner Boner Jeopardy.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna say I love the idea, but do munchies and stoner movies and music. Fat Boy's gonna know way more about that than I do about these fairly anonymous porn stars he's obsessed with.
Just because it's the munchies category might not be what you think.
Oh. That's a good point. You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't know porn stars like Fat Boy knows snack food and stoner movies.
Yeah, I think that's why it'll be even then.
No, it'll be uneven in his favor in that point. But that's fine.
In his favor.
I'll win either way.
No, it won't.
Stack the deck against me. Watch me win.
It'll be half and half.
He's cutting a wrestling promo on you now.
You know he's going to take care of you anyway.
Is this a moment of bliss or the KO show right now? Who am I?
Trust me, everybody in the room and most people listening want to see me lose something.
I already look like KO. I'll go with Alexa Bliss. What do you mean everybody wants to see you lose something?
Well, I win a lot of the games we play. Everybody wants me to lose
it's
one.
It's like I said with the early... You know, when Ken Jennings on Jeopardy was winning and winning, you secretly know that Trebek was just hoping to God he'd lose.
Yeah.
He got tired of seeing the same guy. You run out of questions, like the opener. You know, it says here you're a train hobbyist. You love to put together Lionel trains. Or, it says here that your father invented Flop Flop Fizz Fizz by... Alka-Seltzer. Or you run out of things to say after 73 shows.
You do.
He really hates this guy, though.
Well, he should.
He cuts him off.
Stoner Boner Jeopardy, I think, is the way to go.
I'm down.
I think I'll try to make all the questions is... I think it's great. It's revolutionary.
It should be a real
show. We could get this on Spike or Paramount Network or whatever they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
They wear Impact Wrestling, they'll put this on.
We got a pair you can mount, that's their motto.
Somebody just text in a good stoner question.
Well, don't say. Well, you go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's
zillions of them.
Whose face was on Wooderson's homemade T-shirt, Fatbo, in Dazed and Confused?
Oh man, it's gonna be one I miss. Oh wait, hang on.
Oh yeah. God,
it was Bob Marley, right?
No, it wasn't.
It was Willie Nelson.
I don't think Bob Marley was that big a deal in 1975 in Texas.
Who was it?
1976.
See, did you know that too?
What?
The year the movie set in?
Oh, yeah. They
Jesus,
say in the history class,
doomed.
She's talking about it.
Do you
he
know the shirt?
Beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'll use his question 20 times to give him an elbow.
I will not. I want you to win.
It was Nuge.
I was, yeah.
Uncle Ted.
Okay. It would be more beneficial for you to win, Fatboy, so you go to Charleston and come back with that story of going to Charleston and trying out.
Well, you should still try out, even if
I know,
went
like,
before with you tomorrow.
This is going to have no bearing on if I damn go or not.
It shouldn't.
What they call, I can't go because I lost it at work.
Matthew McConaughey's production company name is JKL Productions. It comes from Wooderson's life credo in the movie. What is it? JKL Productions.
Just keep living, man.
Yeah, you both tied on that one.
Now we both win.
Which word is said 203 times in the movie Dazed and Confused?
I'm going to say man.
It is man. You're going to die tomorrow, Fatboy. You're going to die.
He didn't even buzz in.
Man. Well, yeah, but there's no buzzing.
He didn't do it as a form of a question.
He doesn't do buzzes anymore.
This isn't Jeopardy. This is Daisy Fuse Trivia.
Oh, God.
Jeopardy tomorrow.
This practice round. Oh, man.
This famous actress auditioned for a larger role as one of the senior girls, but was given the uncredited role of Niecy White. Oh.
I have no idea.
Did I find one?
I have no idea.
Her name rhymes with Smenay Smellweger.
She was in that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Uncredited role of Niecy White.
Was she frying like piggies?
I don't know.
On the pavement?
No.
Roast bitches.
All right, so it's decided tomorrow. It will be Stoner Boner Jeopardy. Half the questions will be 420-esque, that lifestyle. The other half.
Do I win the water pipe / paperweight if I win?
You know what? I'll provide a trophy tomorrow.
Okay.
It's usually your rap, Fat Boy. I'll provide some sort of trophy tomorrow.
Good. I want a trophy when I'm victorious.
Yeah, that's right. All right, tomorrow. Stoner Boner Jeopardy.
No, I said Donor Jeopardy.
Well, we'll do that for, you know.
Now it's Jeopardy about German food.
No, I was going to say we do a thing about, you know, body organs or something.
Yeah.
We'll stay in the building until we get 933 people to sign up to be organ donors.
That's great.
All right.
Let's go practice.
All right, I gotta start coming up with these questions. There's lots of questions. I have to research weed and porn.
You're doing a lot of work this week, just in terms of research and Jeopardy questions.
It's been a rough week, Joe.
Thank you.
It really has. You're very welcome. I gotta get a haircut in and all this stuff.
Oh, man.
All right, we're taking a break here. It's Thursday Facebook fussing. You already know. Right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nimes, Agent Fatboy, the Raz Guys Morning Show,
93.3 The Planet.
Now you can like or not.
What?
It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot.
What? What?
You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Jeanette will be 9. Playing the role of Marvin will be freaking me.
Mom, huh?
Playing the role of Big Allison will also be freaking me. Dual role. Playing the role of Alvin will be Fat Boy. And playing the role of Constance will be Paige. And action.
Jeanette posts the following to Blankety Blank Blankington Woods Community's Facebook page. I realize it's the holidays and everyone has family in town and parking is tough, but if everyone could please be mindful that we all have to share the curb.
Thanks, everyone.
Hear, hear. Thumbs up emoji. Thumbs up emoji. Thumbs up emoji.
I couldn't agree more, Jeanette.
Well, thanks a lot. My daughter had friends from college visiting, and they all went to North Carolina, wherever it was tonight. The cars will be gone in a few hours. Unfortunately, we cannot get all three cars in front of our house. Sorry about the one in front of yours. If it's a problem, next time, please just knock on my door instead of just posting about it on Facebook.
It's funny how the guilty parties speak up. I said what I said in a nice way on our community page. I called no one out by name, but since you owned up to it, it was three cars, not one. Check your land deed to see where your land ends and mine begins, Big Allison. It was the third, maybe the fourth time it happened.
Hey, Big Allison, why didn't you knock on her door to maybe ask if it was okay if instead of posting passive-aggressively on Facebook? Or was that too far of a walk for you? I agree with Jeanette. I've contemplated complaining to the HOA about your stay-at-home husband using your driveway like it's a mechanic shop with all his car parts.
You know, thanks, Alvin. The front yard looks like a Pep Boys blew up on Saturdays and Sundays. Glad I wasn't the only person who noticed.
Damn, Big Allison. You just got roasted on the community Facebook page. Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji, and the tooth emoji for some reason.
Hey, Marvin, didn't you move from blankety-blank Blankington Woods?
Well, yes, I did.
Well, why do you keep posting in here? Thought you moved to Fountain Inn.
Well, I don't have any friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's that, and I'm trolling for Blanky, if I'm being honest. A lot of single cougs still live there.
Why, I never.
Well, come on, baby. Check your inbox from a new addy. End scene.
Cougs.
Single cougs.
I didn't look that up to see if it still meant what I thought it meant. It's still short for cougars, which is a higher class MILF or whatever.
Yeah, it changes so much.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be kids to be a cougar. Have kids to be a cougar, though.
You don't?
You can be a childless cougar.
Childless cougar? That sounds bad. Like a barren cougar?
No, you just don't. Some people consciously decide not to have kids. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Baron Cougar is on WWE Raw.
But you'd call a woman who's like, I don't know, like a 45-year-old, like, single lawyer who never had kids but really hot. That'd be a cougar.
But that's what I was asking Fatboy because he was talking about, his porn addiction. And I was like, what is the difference between the MILF and the mature categories? And he said the mature, like,
older
grandmother types. Yeah.
Yeah. Like grannies.
Yeah.
Big coug.
Big cougs. Scene two. Playing the role of Dylan will be Nine. Playing the role of Sophie will be Paige. Playing the dual role of both Jerry and Tainer will be Fatboy.
They share an account, Jerry and Tina.
They do.
And playing the role of Brian will be freaking me.
Oh, Brian.
And action.
There's literally nothing worse in life or in this world than being cheated on when you love someone.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened, cuz. But don't get carried away. There's way worse things than being cheated on.
Yeah, well, name one.
When Grandma Jean died, when your dad got cancer, that wreck my mama was in, I can name a bunch of stuff worse than being cheated on. I mean, it sucks, but is it the end of the world? Hell no.
Look, it does suck to get cheated on, but I think she's kind of right. It can get a loot worse than that. Jerry's ex-wife didn't let him see Parker for 6 years.
Yeah, well, he cheated on her with you, so maybe he had it coming then.
You probably ought to delete that before he gets off from work.
Dylan, you are my favorite cousin, and I love you, but you are being kind of a self-centered butthole.
Yeah, I don't care if he sees it or not. What's he going to do, smash me with his beer gut? So Grandma Jean was old. My dad smoked for 30 years, so that made him quit. Aunt Susan at least had Uncle Billy to take care of her when she got in a car wreck because he was there for her because they didn't cheat on each other.
Hey, Sophie.
Dude, you don't even know what they all went through together. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
Wait, are you saying one of them cheated?
I'm saying show me somebody grown who hasn't been cheated on at some point.
Boy, you're talking like a weak-ass crybaby snowflake. I'm going to ignore you trying to drag my name through the mud with something that ain't even true, and I'll just say you better have a little respect for your Grandma Jean and your Aunt Susan, old Suze, and your dad, and your Uncle Jerry, too.
Hello there. I don't mean to butt in all this family stuff that you're talking about, but maybe give Dylan a break here. He really loved that girl for about 6 months or so, and she ripped his crybaby emo bitch heart out. Crying laughing emoji.
Like, I don't know this boy here, but I'd trade Dylan for him straight up right now.
Well, listen here. If I could have his car and his trust fund, I'd be down like four flat tires.
I'm sure we can negotiate a fair trade. He won't be happy about it, but, hell, he ain't ever happy as it is.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I guess there are things worse than being cheated on, like being part of this family.
Yeah, when I got your trust fund and your Camaro, you'll know what's worse than being cheated on. End scene!
Well, that's a very diverse neighborhood.
I told you, I'm trying to work on my voices.
Yeah, good.
That was my my English accent, a.k.a. Mr. Bentley from the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there, Mr. J.
Hi.
Also, by the way, I want to go back in the script. Dylan, when he says P-F-F-T. This is amazing that we've all agreed that's how you spell that.
Yeah.
Like, is that in spelling? Should we just put that in the next Spellenberg? Spell. Yeah. Like, you can't spell a fart. You have to just write fart.
Yeah.
About to spell one.
But. Like, would you write that if you're writing a book about horses and the horses was like, would it say that in the book? I spit all of them.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe I just move on and don't do the behind the scenes commentary. All right. We're on Candace and Dale, right?
Yes.
All right, scene three. Playing the role of Candace will be Sweet Baby Jane. And playing the role of Dale will be Freaking Me.
Yay!
Playing the role of Erika, or is it Erica? It's Fat Boy. Yay. Playing the role of Felicia will be Paige. And reprising another role, two of them again, playing the role of Bo is also Fat Boy.
Yay, Bo.
And action.
Candace posts an ad for a car for sale. It's a 2005 Ford Crown Vic. Not a Cord Crown Vic. Ford Crown Vic. Silver. Looks like it needs a washing. For sale. It is a police interceptor model. Was bought last September. Has been stored. It runs great. Has had routine tune-ups. It's a great vehicle, but just not my style. Asking $1,900 OBO. Possibly interested in trading for smaller car.
For a smaller car, are you just looking for gas aficionado-ancy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, you selling your G's car?
G's car? Title says it's my car. He picked it, yes. And in all reality, he lost it. It sat in impound for 8 months, and I got it out. Me, I did. Just like I send him money when I'm able to, and I'll be in his court date, too.
Damn. She was just asking. No need to be hostile over her thinking it was still her brother's car.
Well, it was, but he gave it to blank and she got it impounded. I'm not being hostile. I'm just saying. And besides that, if I was hostile, I'd do the hell I want on my page.
Hey, wait a minute. He only paid $1,500 for that? Scratch his chin and looks up emoji. Flying money emoji.
Well, you gotta think. It did a lot of work to it, bro. Plus, them wheels, too, I mean, damn.
Yeah, but all them damn miles? Probably only worth maybe $1,500 on Kelly's Blues Book.
I'd say it's probably worth about $2,300, though.
You better look at the Kelly's Blues Book, I say.
Man, blank a damn blank blue book. Blank you. I know what's been done to that damn car, and he kept great care of that thing.
I mean, look, he ain't have it for long. He bought it at the same lot I bought my Camaro. He was around me daily. I know all about his car, bro.
You lying sack of blank. I have paperwork says we paid $1,900. They was asking $2,300, but that was without the rims, the new tires, DVD player, tinted windows, air suspension. Sounds like to me, everybody up in our business, I'm the only one who speaks to him and sends him money. So why y'all hating like y'all know our business?
Well, you ain't gonna get 1900. That's all I'm saying.
Well, guess what, dumb blank? If you ain't got 1900, then this ain't your business, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about.
NC!
Hold on, there's another thing. This got me, what was the other thing? The thing that was really funny. Fatboy said something that was really funny in one of the lines.
The Kelly's Blues Book?
Kelly's Blues Book. That's
like,
what
or OBO?
Yeah.
Blues Book.
He wears a blues hat. Blues Clues! Remember that from earlier? If you see something like that, you send it to us. Anonymously, of course, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was another wonderful edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933 The Planet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Have you had just the worst time with allergies?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You have. I mean, just this year has been brutal,
it's affected
right?
my car more than it has me, though. I just got it washed the other day, and now it's yellow again.
Yellow.
And I have a black car.
Oh, yeah. Black and yellow. Black.
It turns into Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, there is a cure out there that just may be closer than you think. And you may not even consider it. Sex could help cure your hay fever, according to some scientists. So that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Researchers in Iran found out that the...
Oh, wait a minute. Do we trust them? Go ahead.
I mean, they said something good about sex.
Yeah. Okay, well, then I stand with them.
The Tabriz Medical University. They haven't conducted clinical trials. However, they believe that with sex and what happens with sex can reduce your use of antihistamines.
That explains so much.
That was well placed, Jim.
That explains so much.
Wait a minute, I don't have to.
So according to this, they say that sex constricts blood vessels in the nose and eyes, which causes eyes to stop streaming and will help unblock the stuffiness of your noses because you're opening up your sinuses.
It'll reduce congestion.
So what about people? Like, I've heard stories of people who... don't have tear ducts or yeah. whatever. So what happens to that secretion?
It comes out of your ears.
Oh.
I don't know that. I'm just made that up.
Okay. Well, it's got to come out somewhere.
It does. It does.
Okay. Uncross your arms and Google that for me if you would.
Yeah.
I'm very... I hate to ask, but...
Well, Jack Nicholson can't spit.
That's right. Yep. He doesn't have what do you call it?
Salivary gland.
Salivary.
Okay. I always assumed that was because he used to do a lot of cocaine.
Is that right?
A lot.
Still, it affects you that way.
It might not be. That's just my blind assumption.
Yeah. He couldn't smell a burning house.
So if it helps with your blood vessels and your nose and eyes and...
Well, it's a shame you have to tell people that.
Well, I mean...
But is that how you can tell who's not getting laid? Like Jimmy was performing there in some performance comedic art a moment ago.
It's the same premise of maybe having sex will reduce your headache.
Oh, boy, yeah. But also this, I get not a orgasm, but I get such a great feeling of endorphins when I do a big, bold sneeze.
Yeah.
Somebody very wise told me that when you know you're about to sneeze, take in the deepest breath you can before and then just let it go. And there's something to it. I mean, I don't sit there and go, oh. But I do feel this electricity just beam through my body. It's like a recharge from the universe.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have that long to react.
Mm-mm.
You're lucky.
And then sometimes, like, you feel that feeling, and I don't know if you're like me, I start to, like, if I feel like I'm going to sneeze, I look to the lights, like, that somehow is going to make me sneeze. Mm-hmm. And then I'll even think, oh, pink elephant. And if I don't sneeze, I get pissed.
And it does help you relax and go to sleep, you know, if you have
sneezing?
Sneezing and having sex and orgasm.
Yeah. Sure. Is that a fetish, Fat Boy? Is that a type of film? I know there's smoking porn. Is there sneezing porn?
Yeah, there's some sneeze vids out there. I thought you were talking about sleeping. Well, there's a bunch of those.
Oh, sleep? Well, no.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Jim? Did you find out anything about those glands?
Only that at this point, if you don't have tear ducts, it's necessary to, or they're blocked beyond repair.
Yeah.
It's necessary to have these Pyrex glass artificial tear ducts.
implanted.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it drains down to the nose.
It's like an irrigation system for your sinuses.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Steers and tears.
So maybe you don't need a neti pot. Got fake tear ducts.
With this orgasm, it can keep your eyes from running and streaming. So that was a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn something every day.
I know.
And then the pollen itself is the leftovers of bees, you know, doing their deal.
Yeah, it is.
It's all the recycling of life. Every bit of it.
It's the circle, man. Circle of life.
That's right.
Didn't mean to
write a song, Paige.
Didn't mean to lie.
I think you got something there.
Yeah, you're on to something. Get Bernie to help you. Actually, make him do all the work. You just play the piano and sing it.
Williams?
Oh, yeah.
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 All right. He's a musician.
Yeah, I know.
So, do you know somebody that you know has lion eyes, and you know that they, just by looking at them, that they would be unfaithful?
This is classic rock headlines.
Yeah.
Dragon eyes?
Lion eyes.
Oh,
you can't
lion
hide
eyes.
Them. Can't hide,
hide those lion eyes. Well, can
I
you?
I got a friend who's hung like a horse. Does
can
that
you,
count?
Can you tell if a man would have an affair over a woman?
Glad we're friends
oh, those again. Kind of lying.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
You would know. Just by looking at somebody, if you thought that they would be faithful or not, or
absolutely
step out on
not.
Their marriage.
No. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made mistakes in the past.
Well, researchers at the University of Western Australia took a group of 1,500 people to show them pictures of 189 Caucasian adults, 101 men and 88 women. And they were asked to identify if they were unfaithful to their partners. So what they found is they were able to notice that they would always say some of the men were more unfaithful than the women.
Mm-hmm.
But what they found is that even men and women were inaccurate on women. That you couldn't judge if a woman was going to be unfaithful or not by looking at her face and
well,
her eyes.
Well, hell no. I mean, how would you?
Yeah. So men, they were assessed as being more unfaithful, which wasn't accurate because you would assume that a handsome man would step out more in as a relationship. But what this study found, it's not necessarily your looks or your eyes.
No.
So, no. I've known plenty of ugly dudes who just tore it up every time they left the house.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, it just got thrown at them. I wasn't talking about, just about you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. So they found that people can do a pretty good job of telling if a man is having an affair just by looking at his face, but not the same by looking at a woman. So we're better at hiding our secrets in our eyes and not giving
We've
it away.
We've known that. That's one of the oldest tales of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yo, women, I'm surprised that all these, like, was Brunson the poker player?
Death Wish?
No, that's Charles Bronson.
Dole.
If you walk around with a cowboy hat killing people?
You know, I would think that female poker players would be better than men just because I feel like women can have a better poker face.
Oh, yeah.
Like they can hide their emotions more. They hold it together more.
So what you learned.
Is that fair to say?
Howard Letter's sister. Real good.
It's like mom like kept the house running and like even when she didn't want to go home and cook, but she had to.
Yeah.
You know, because dad sure as hell didn't know how to do it. I mean, my daddy did, but you know what I'm saying. General American families. They had to keep it together.
Our perception of family is the nuclear family from the 1950s, yeah.
Yeah, like when crap was going down, your mama didn't want to let you know. So if she's sitting there and playing cards, if she got a, you know, an awful hand, she's lived that life of looking around the room and like, everything's fine. Don't look at my family. Everything's fine.
And see what's important.
Only to other people, though.
Boom!
In the house, like,
oh, yeah.
Dad's more stoic and mom's more likely
yeah.
to.
No, I'm not mad. You know. Not mad at all.
Like, yeah, you are, though.
No, I'm talking about in public for
I'm
sure.
Not mad.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
not,
in public.
Not at
yeah.
all. Just okay, so the reason why this is important is first,
very important.
First impressions.
Mm-hmm.
You may think, oh, this guy's going to cheat on me because of the way he looks, but you're all wrong.
That's your own lack of self confidence, is what that is. You think you're out of your league. If
yeah.
you think they're going to, that means you're sitting there saying, I'm not valuable enough to them. They're going to go to the next lily pad that comes available.
Yeah.
It'll hop
right.
over like a frog.
Like, I'm yep. going to say, looking at Fat Boy, like, he's handsome. He has pretty eyes. He's going to step out on me. I know. And then he may not have ever done that. And I
he
may
has piercing eyes. I love him.
He's got beautiful eyes.
He has sleepy eyes right now.
Can I have them when you die? I don't want to wear them. I just want to put them in a jar.
I don't want to see an eyeless fat boy every morning. He needs his eyes.
Be my stress reliever. I'll sit there and twirl your eyes in my hand.
Oh,
that's the thing, man. Anybody with blue eyes hears it constantly. You have beautiful eyes. Everybody with blue eyes gets it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm over here with my green eyes. Nobody gives a damn.
I know, right? I have green eyes. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Blue eyes.
Green's the rarest eye color.
I know.
My daddy had green.
Yeah.
I have brown.
Ooh. I knew it.
That's because you're full, brown full
eyes.
Of mess.
Full of. My eyes are brown.
Pretty brown eyes, but.
It makes sense you have green ones then.
Yeah. Don't, I'm broke.
Well.
I'm surprised Fatboy doesn't have mustard yellow eyes.
I have to change them up. About the guy in Last Action Hero had a smiley face eyeball. Tywin Lannister.
Your eyes, what are they? They're pizza sauce red. I love them.
It's so great.
You got pepperoni eyeballs.
Oh, man.
That's your nipples.
That's me. Yeah, God bless.
I can't even top that. I need to go on that. That's just that's just perfect. All right. Rise Guys headline styled by Rockerville Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and that's what's happening on your planet.
Thank you, Paige. All right. We'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag now. 1-800-774-0093. We're looking for two people, but from two different cities. It can be Conesty or Paris. It can be Charlotte or Dunedin. It can be Poe Mill or it can be Taylor's. We need two people from two different cities to play. Spellenburg.
Yes.
That's right. City against city. 1-800-774-0093. Best of five wins. Two tickets?
Two tickets.
To the NHRA four wide at ZMAX next weekend in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play it. Spellenburg right after this. Get ready.
This is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and I love waking up with the Rise Guys.
Golly, it's
93.3 The Planet. Woo!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.